Hello, happy Monday. It is your girl, Kristen Nicole Mann, and I am back with another episode of No or Never, aka Now or Never. And I wanted to talk about something today that may help people, depending on who you are and where you're at in life. But I wanted to talk about having an identity when it comes to your brand. Because this is extremely important, especially in these times where people are looking at your content more and more and more as the days pass, and we're also in a pandemic. So I just wanted to give a little bit of quick tips on how to kind of form the identity of your brand and paint a picture for people to know what you are trying to do within this world, because sometimes we can get caught up in just different things. It doesn't always have to be people, but we might be a perfectionist. We might just try to do things that we think are right, and then we don't get a response and we get too emotional. So the first thing is, what you don't want to do is make everything seem like a job. And when I say that, I don't want you to go into this process of not having fun, because the purpose of your brand is to allow ease for your audience to know that you got their back. Whatever you're talking about, whatever your business, your services, you want them to know that it's a stress-free process when you come to me. I can provide what you need. So with that being said, you have to paint the picture for them to visually see this first. So if you're inconsistent with doing that, is going to leave a lot of the people that may possibly want your service or maybe considering it, it might shun them away. So this morning, I did post a post talking about you are good enough. Your brand just may be lacking in identity. And so when we don't get the response that we want, we tend to think that nobody cares about us. And we take it, sometimes we take that internally too far. We get real emotional, like I stated before, and we take it personally. So I really want to just go over these three things really quick. First things first, the words we speak matter. So like I said, people are paying attention more and more to our content. And so when our content is kind of just like all over the place, and let's give an example. So I'm a very inspirational person. So my main thing that I try to record is inspirational things. I don't try to make it seem like, you know, I want to be Mother Teresa, but I do try to give people inspiration, because it just, whatever inspires me, I try to put it out for people to know as well. So you want to make sure your words align with that message all the time, if that's what you're putting out. I don't encourage to put out negativity unless you are standing for a good cause and say you're upset. And you put something like, I'm angry at this, and, you know, but make sure it's purposeful. It's not just you expressing and wanting to hurt people. Next thing is, the pictures we post matter. And that is because it all goes together when it comes to your identity. So if you want to post pictures, make sure that it aligns with your brand's identity, your message. Make sure your message is still clear when it comes to you posting these pictures. Because if you have a picture of a dog one day and you're like, oh, I just took my dog out, and then the next day you have like this dark picture or like negative picture, it's going to be confusing. People are going to be like, okay, what is really her messaging? And so they're not going to say that to you. They're just not going to pay attention no more. So you always want to have a purpose when you post pictures as well. Last thing is your consistency matters. So this is a big, this probably should be number one. Your consistency matters when it's sharing your message, because if you don't stay consistent, you don't persevere, guess what? Your message being seen by the people that need to see it, it's going to be slim to none. They're probably not going to see it because of you maybe posting once a week, or you letting 2 weeks go by and you don't want to post as much because you don't feel like bothering people. People actually feel like that. So you want to make sure, if you are creating a brand, you want to stay consistent. And so that's really all I wanted to tell you all today. I hope that this was helpful. I'm going to start talking about, you know, different things more on this podcast as time goes by. But I really wanted to just give a quick podcast to this because it's so important. I've learned so many things over the years, and I'm just excited to share what I know. And so I hope that you come back to my podcast, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I pray y'all have a great day. Bye.